We often think of activities for older adults as being confined to such things as golfing, gardening, and bingo. But there's so many other things people can be doing to enjoy life.
Well, welcome Anthony Cirillo. He is a health and aging expert, and today he is sharing some different activities for seniors that you might not have thought of. Hello, how you doing? Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to see you, Anthony. Not that there's anything wrong with bingo or cards or golf or any of those things. You've just got some other ideas for us. There really are so many options. Where do you even start?
Yeah, so bingo's still incredibly popular,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
So
yeah,
don't take bingo away. If I ever try to go perform at a senior place and it's bingo time, I'm person non grata. So I'm trying to, you know, look at this in different ways. So exercise, how do you enhance creativity? How do you engage socially? How do you even get involved in charity and learning? So kind of how that's kind of how I broke it up. So if you just look at just exercise, and without dwelling on exercise a whole lot, if you look at yoga for seniors, it's an emerging, I'm sure young viewers already know the benefits of it from the breathing, posture, stretching your muscles, things like that. But yoga is great for older folks too, because the beauty of it is you can do it on a chair. So yoga, you know, chair yoga is big. Also, I have friends who are more mobile in water, so water aerobics can exercise muscles as well. But, you know, I know we have an exercise expert on seniors that comes on, so I won't dwell on the exercise part a whole lot. But yoga and water aerobics are certainly two things you can engage in.
Great ideas.
Okay, you mentioned about enhancing creativity
a
little bit, right? So what other things can you do to enhance creativity?
So I've talked about music and how it brings out you know, folks who have dementia and Alzheimer's, it just brings them out. It's the one thing that can connect with people above all else. So it works in reverse, too. They love to sing. We were at what we called World Rocks Against Dementia a few weeks ago at an adult daycare center, and the folks who attend that sang for us. And so the beauty of music is just amazing how it cuts through things. But even my late sister in her 60s was a big karaoke freak. It was almost kind of comical when you visit them in Florida. You would follow them from the Moose Lodge to the Lions to the Elks, and it was almost like Groundhog Day, you know, because it was the same people with the same songs at the same time. But it was beautiful because it engaged them. So that I have two friends in their 60s learning how to play guitar right now.
Wow.
And that helps you set goals and have purpose. And also, you know, in the last couple months, my wife and I have discovered local theater in Charlotte we never even knew. Really small theaters, and they give you know, acting lessons. And so getting involved in theater is something else people can consider. There's actually something called Activate Community Through Theater that people can check out, and it's particularly for seniors and senior communities, so you can get involved that way.
Oh, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm,
you can always
indeed
reinvent yourself, right, and try new things. What about, you know, social connections, aging socially? You've talked on this show before, Anthony, about, you know, the dangers many seniors who tend to isolate.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the importance of engaging socially and ways to do that.
Yeah, so there's still people who are going to be physically isolated because of their situation, and they're going to be at home. So that's when we have to look at technology, Skype, you know, Zoom, Google Chats, but we have to get disciplined around having them schedule, you know, time to talk with grandkids at certain times and things like that. So I think if we look at technology and how to engage seniors, really, absolutely not, just resistant to going out. And then, you know, the other thing is, like, look at groups like, you know, meetup.com, you know, where you can go on.
Yes.
I like to sing and perform and songwrite, and I've always said, you know, I'm in a songwriter's block. Maybe I should look up a songwriter's group, and I probably will find one. And so you can meet up with different people of different backgrounds. So that's another way to engage socially.
Okay, what about also giving back for older adults? What can they do as for volunteerism?
Yep. I'm on the board of something called the Lake Norman Community Health Clinic. We're always looking for volunteers. So certainly, there are enough charities in the Charlotte area that you can volunteer for or even serve on the board of. The other thing is, if you want to kind of combine a lot of the things we talked about, exercise, getting involved socially, you know, it's kind of charity walk and run season. And it'll go from now till, you know, way through the fall when the Alzheimer's Association has a walk almost every weekend. There's actually a place, it's called Charity Walks Blog, charitywalksblog.com, where people can actually find a walk to participate in. And so it's another way to engage socially and to give back.
What about for our minds? Ways for older adults to keep their minds sharp?
Yeah, well, we certainly talked about a few things from learning
music,
new instruments
and
theater and things like that. And, you know, card playing, there's nothing bad about card playing either.
I love it.
You know, my wife's in the Canasta group, so, you know, that's certainly involved. But the other thing is, you can go back to school. The oldest college graduate, believe it or not, is a woman named Nola Ox, and she was 95 when she graduated with a bachelor's degree. There's actually something at Queen's University. It's called Senior Scholars at Queen's. And it was founded in the 1960s, and people, the professors wanted to engage older adults in lifelong learning. They have 600 active members right now, and according to their statistics, about 250 people in any given week are participating in a class of some sort. So go back to school.
Wow. Go back to school. All kinds of great ideas, Anthony Cirillo. For more, go to theagingexperience.com. Theagingexperience.com. Anthony, nice to see
you. Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Always. Thanks.